Good practice. We had to structure a little bit different today, probably in two parts. The first part was more of a competitive situations, and then the second half was more of a walkthrough just because of some of the injuries we have and the guys that weren't able to practice, but they could do a walkthrough. So we structured a little bit differently and ended it that way, so with our walkthrough. So I'll open up for questions.
Yesterday, Shad's statement, were you surprised by the timing of that, your conversation with
him? We were in meetings and, it was just a conversation between Shad and I I think you're all well aware of, some of the comments he made. So, it was great. I think the big thing for Shad was to try to eliminate distractions so all of our focus could be on this opportunity that we have in front of us.
How long did you talk to him for?
Any conversation, any conversation, Sean and I, we always talk. We talk very frequently. So when we talk, we try to keep those conversations private. But what I can say is this, is that, it went very well. I think that Sean, overall, the big topic was to eliminate distractions so all of our focus could be ready on Houston, prepare for that. But, he's been great. I think there's some things that, both, Shad and Dave appreciate, the culture, the process, the progress that's taking place. But I think we're all fully understand, that we need better. I think all of us know. And I think the coaches, the players, we expect to be better.
Did he ask for a plan on how to do that this season? So it wasn't any, did he demand any changes?
No. No conversations regarding that.
Were you glad that he came out and did that just because it can eliminate distractions? Did you feel that was even necessary?
To be honest with you, in this building, it's pretty sheltered. So you really just come in and you all have your attentions to the players and the coaches and what do we need to do to improve this and get better. So I guess I'm not maybe a little naive how much distractions there were outside, but if there were, I think it's great. And I appreciate it.
Now that you go into the final year of your contract, does that cause a little unrest or pressure that you'd be in a lame duck?
No, I don't think of it that way at all. I think that's where the players go through it, every year. There's players that go into it. So I don't ever, I don't want to say I don't ever concern myself with my job. I think it's out there, but I really try not to. I mean, all my attention is on for this organization and for our players and how do we get this right and how do we keep improving rapidly. And, so I don't concern myself with that.
You've done a good job of making this a pressure-free environment for the players. There's going to be pressure next year. Because Shad said it's got to be better. And so it's your final year. So do you feel like you can keep it a pressure-free environment next year?
Well, I don't think you can make it pressure-free. I think in terms of what we talk about is try to stay away from the things you can't control. Why worry about those things? But if pressure is defined by things they can control, then I would say our players and our coaches feel a lot of that. I think it's how you define it.
We knew it was a unique way in which you went about this when you came in, and we knew it would take time, but along the lines of what Mark said, there will be a sense of urgency for the process to start to complete itself and to get W's next year.
Well, I think as a head coach, I think you're evaluated by wins and losses. That's the reality of it. But I do know that if you look too far ahead, it's hard to be successful. It's just the fact of life. I think that if you focus on each day and handle it that way, you have a much better chance. So we just try to stay in that world. But, that's what I said. I think that on this journey, we knew it was going to be tough. We knew it was going to be tough on the organization, on the players, on our fans. And our fans and our community and Shad, they deserve better. We all understand that. And it didn't come out the way we had hoped. But progress was made. But we also understand we need to be better. And we've got to get it fixed.
What's your excitement level of being able to work with Blake, A-Rob, Burns, and Yeldon, first and second year guys, as they go into year two, year three?
Well, I think you're always excited. I care deeply about these guys, and I care deeply about this organization. So whenever you have the opportunity to do something you care about, I think that's what everybody strives for.
Players said you did not address it with them today. You just didn't feel that was important, or the...
No, all of our focus was on this week and today. So
Do you take a more conservative approach with injuries now, knowing that you'll be back in 2016 when it comes to Sunday's game?
I don't. You know, I look and I say, you know, I think we talk about always compete and compete in the training room, get healthy, and let's play. I mean, this is a game that guys love to play, and that's what I love. Dave has done a great job of building this team with spirited guys that love to compete. So it's not hard. If guys, you know, Jared Odrick didn't know, and then he was out there today, you know, and he was battling through it. So we have a group of guys that are extremely competitive and want to play in this game.
A-Rob's shoulder, what's the update on that?
Yeah, I think everything's good, but he'll probably get it checked on, but he should be okay.
What about Yeldon?
Yeah, that'll be tough now for him just because he's missed a couple of weeks. I know he's making good progress. I'd like to say it's day-to-day, but he needs to, you know, get out there towards the end of the week, I would think. We haven't decided that yet. Well, I don't know. I don't know if he'll start, but you know, he'll get some reps.
Mm-hmm. You said you didn't pay attention to all the outside stuff and all that stuff, but did it impact your family at all? I mean, was there anything? You know, I mean, they hear that stuff. Family members hear that stuff.
I'll check with them tonight. Is that bad? I got home kind of late last night, so. No, you know what? I think I don't try to bring a lot of it home. And, you know, they're so busy and, you know, I don't share a lot of the things that go on here just so their world is more, you know, my wife and it's about the kids. And so I generally don't share a lot of it. And when I come home, when it's early, you know, then we talk about the kids and what's going on there. So.
If you go in, if you walk in the door and stumble over boxes, then you'll probably
yeah, right yeah, that wouldn't be good. You know what? Here's what I would say with Wiz. I think he's done a really good job coming in, and we had some issues with our offensive line and the number of pressures and the protections and the things going on up front. I think he's done really a good job with that. He came in and he calmed that down. They looked to him. He calls all of our protections, and we've done a much better job up front with that. And along with the coaching that has taken place. So, I give him a lot of credit for that. And, I think he's improved, too, as we've seen the year go on. So, you know, I really have come to appreciate him.
What about a few bad snaps along the way?
Yeah, we got to get rid of that. That's, you know, unacceptable. So he's got to clean that part up.
What is
he's back next year?
Well, yeah, I think, you know, we're talking about who's going to be back, all those, you know, what we do and don't do, I think that'll be at the end of the season.
What has Houston done better the last 2 months?
You know what? They're playing, they're defensively, they're getting more takeaways. I think they're playing, when you watch them our first game to this game, you can see they're just playing better defensively. Through injuries, guys getting back, that are healthy. I think some of their young players, they've got a good veteran crew, and I think their younger players are getting better. But I think the most part is they're playing as a team defensively really well.
They're going to go with Hoyer. Is that what you guys have been preparing for all week?
We've been anticipating him. But you have to get ready for all of them. You know, they do some different things, especially with BJ in there. You know, some of the Wildcat type actions in the offense. So prepare for all of it.
A positive question is Alan Hearns won.
Haven't these been positive?
Alan Hearns won our Media Good Guy Award this year for voted on. How impressed are you with his maturity for such a young guy on and off the field?
Well, I'm glad you recognize that because I told you in the beginning of the season, you know, to have a veteran-type presence in that wide receiver room is important, I think, to lead. And he stepped into that role. I think they all have taken ownership of it, but he's a guy they really look to. And I think he's really consistent. Every day, they know what they're getting when they come in that wide receiver room. I know in your dealings with him, he's been that way. He's just really solid. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him.
How do you value the punt this year?
Well, I just came in from the field, and he punted great. So that's the last thing on my mind right now. So I think that he's becoming more consistent. The challenging thing for him is that we've asked him to be more directional. You know, not just punt it right down the middle of the field, but, you know, to try to be more of a directional punter. And I think there was a transition for that. But our coverage team is doing much better, and I think a credit goes to him, you know, for placement. Yeah, all that will be at the end.
Win the toss, taking the ball.
I'll decide that. We look at a wide variety of things for that. So we'll take a look at what best suits us, I think.
Keep asking.
That's good. Ask me Friday. I'll tell you off the record, huh?